You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts, alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson, Wall Street Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. The king has a royal nap today.
He's chilling in the crypt.
A royal recharging.
Yes, a royal recharging indeed. Happy to be with you here on this Monday, 1 hour live on the radio, and of course on television as well. FNTSY, the place to be. Had a couple of injuries yesterday. Carson Palmer breaks his arm. I did read a report from somebody that, like, I know we're hearing 8 weeks, but it could actually be sooner than that. Like, they're saying that around Thanksgiving he could come back if it was like a clean break or whatnot, and that ultimately if he wasn't a quarterback he could play like after the bye. That's what if you remember during the Super Bowl, I'm forgetting who it was, of course, but
Terrell Owens.
No, it wasn't Terrell
Owens. Oh, it was your man from the Panthers. I can't think
of
his name.
Thomas
right
Davis.
Now. Thomas Davis.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thomas Davis had the same exact injury, broke his arm playing the Super Bowl 2 weeks later. I get it's a Super Bowl. I get it's a linebacker, but I'm just saying he may not be 8 weeks.
I think it's injury optimism.
It's exactly what it is. I'm never injury optimistic. So that was the first quarterback injury that we had. Carson Palmer breaking his arm.
I had 2 weeks in a row on one of my bigger teams. This week I had Carson Palmer starting. And then last week I had
Jameis
Winston starting. So back to back weeks, I'm getting 3 and 5 points from my quarterback. And you know who was on my bench for Carson Palmer this week?
Who?
Jameis Winston. Sorry about that, Jameis. I'm never going to do that again to you, buddy.
I'll never do that again.
At least Jameis has no bars coming up.
He has no. You're right. You're going to play a long. Hey, I'm set it and forget it. That's how we roll, Jameis. Set it and forget it.
The other quarterback injury, which we have yet to speak about here today, Jay Cutler. So Jay Cutler takes a shot yesterday. He doesn't come back, and we bring on Matt Moore. And everybody wanted to see Matt Moore, and he leads the Dolphins to a come-from-behind victory over the New York Jets yesterday.
Well, I mean, look, if you wanted to see Matt Moore, this was probably the only way you were going to get to see him. As Gase had stated, the only way Cutler's coming out is due to injury. Now that Matt Moore is in, he led them to victory. They got the Thursday night game, which is going to be, I mean, they're playing the
Ravens. It's going to be horrific.
Yeah. So you remember you talk about games that I do not watch and I will not watch? Dolphins-Ravens at the top of the list. I think it was actually the same exact game from last year that I was like, I'm not watching this
game.
And
I think I was like, oh, this is an old-school AFC, old-school AFC rivalry.
That's exactly what you said.
Yikes.
Unfortunately, there's no World Series game that we could turn to on that night.
Oh, they play Tuesday,
Who
Wednesday.
Who the Knicks play? Who do the Nets? Do the Globetrotters have a game on Thursday night?
I'm actually going to look at this. This is. Oh my! I'm not going to watch this on Thursday. I won't.
I wound up watching it. Let's be honest.
I mean, it'll be on the TV. Obviously, you know what I'm saying, for fantasy purposes. I mean, does Devontae Parker play this week? Is he back? If he's not back, Kenny Stills is still a thing.
Yeah, we'll talk more about Kenny Stills coming up with Matt Moore. Talk more about Dolphins and the Jets on the other side of the break. Thursday night basketball. We got Boston Milwaukee on TNT.
That's good.
And we got New Orleans Sacramento. Great. Back. So Roto Experts sponsored by GX Racer.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Yes.
So Matt Moore comes in for the Miami Dolphins yesterday and winds up going 13-21, 188 yards, throws two touchdowns. Kenny Stills catches two touchdowns yesterday. Six catches, 85 yards without Devontae Parker, Kenny Stills. He's not just ownable, he's startable, Corey.
Yeah, he's ownable, he's startable. And the fact that Matt Moore is in there makes it even better. Because Matt Moore's been the best quarterback on this roster. We knew this going on. We knew this already, though. When the kid Tannehill was healthy, it was like, what was I saying when Tannehill was healthy? I was like, I'm not fooling with Devontae Parker unless the quarterback's Matt Moore. So they didn't give it to Matt Moore. Jay Cutler comes in. Jay Cutler do his Jay Cutler thing. Now he's out. Matt Moore. This is Matt Moore. I want Matt Moore to be the Dolphin quarterback the rest of the way. If that's the case, I'm buying in on the weapons in the passing game. If they're going to go back to Jay Cutler, then you're going to go back to inconsistency from these pieces. But if Matt Moore is out there, Matt Moore's going to wing it. He's got a heart and a right arm.
I mean, look, I'm not the biggest Matt Moore guy neither. It's what? It's just maybe a step up from Jay Cutler, which is, you know. I think, look, Jarvis Landry, you have to like that. He's going to get his. Kenny Stills is a thing right now with Devontae Parker out. I don't think Devontae Parker is going to get hurt because, as Corey said, Matt Moore is going to put the ball up too. So maybe it's a slight improvement for this team.
Maybe so. But it's, I agree ultimately. It's probably slight, right? Like, it's probably a slight improvement. Jarvis Landry, 7 for 93 at a touchdown. Jarvis Landry's come on as of late without Devontae Parker. Why are you shaking your head, Corey?
We was wrong on Jarvis Landry. Yeah, we were. We thought the targets would go down. Mm-hmm. We thought Devontae Parker would be the guy that the passing game would flow through in this offense, especially when they came in and brought Cutler. But even the narrative on Landry, they wasn't signing him to the contract. He had the fake DV thing that was going on in the offseason. So he's not signing the contract extension. Everything was pointing in the wrong direction. And yet still you come out, and who's the best person to have in the Dolphins passing game? Jarvis Landry.
Yeah. Again. And what happened late in the draft season was they flipped. Landry went from being a fourth-round pick to a sixth-round pick. Yeah. And Parker went from that sixth to fourth.
And you know what? We do this every year. We do it.
We got excited. People always go for the upside.
Correct.
And it was like Corey said, they didn't want to. They weren't giving him the extension with the contract. Were they going to look to phase him out?
Yep.
Jay Cutler saying he's a faster version of Alshon
Everything.
Jeffrey. So, I mean,
we bought in.
And then they had that, as you said, the faux domestic violence thing.
We do it every year with Devontae Parker and Jarvis Landry, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of getting this one wrong.
I wonder what they're going to do with him in the offseason. Do they extend him? Do they let him walk?
It's not
his option is not till 2018 anyway. But you would think
he was a second round pick. He's a free agent, I think.
Okay.
So Odell's options this year. He's a first round pick. He's a free agent at the end of this year.
Wow.
I believe.
Wait a minute. He's on the same contract as Odell, though, right?
But he was in the second. He was a second round pick, not a first round pick. So he doesn't have the fifth year option in his contract.
Okay.
So he's a free agent. So he's going to go right over to New England and dominate for the rest of our lives.
that would be scary. That really would. I mean, look, and he's going to be in high demand. He really is.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
This guy catches the ball. A couple minutes into the season, he had as many catches as Odell, 288.
Yep.
I mean, the yardage and the touchdowns was obviously very different. But
I'm confirming my suspicion. According to SpotTrack, he is an unrestricted free agent after the season.
Wow.
He's going to make some money.
The Patriots, you know, you put him in that Edelman role.
Oh, boy.
Tom Brady might play at least 45.
He's going to make some money. Let's go over to the Jets here. Josh McCown, who I know a lot of people thought is a fine streamer this week.
They won. He was a fine streamer this week. He got the job done.
Three touchdowns passing and one rushing.
Yep.
He was.
If I would have started Josh McCown, we would have been number one in overall in the online. So I'm pretty pissed off this morning.
You know what? For those that said, listen, go start Josh McCown, I'm like, I can't do it.
I just can't do it either. I just can't put the Jets quarterback in my lineup.
Yeah, I could not pull that trigger. I started Miami defense, though. That didn't work out. Vlad Powell, Matt Forte just split carries, 9 and 7.
I want no part of that.
40 yards each. I want nothing to do with the Jets running game. I don't really want any Jets to be honest with you.
Except for ASJ.
Except for ASJ,
and you could start Jermaine Kearse. But in a bye week, like this week,
yeah, you're right.
Guy caught a touchdown, right?
Jermaine Kearse and Robbie Anderson caught a touchdown.
Right after the national anthem, he scored a touchdown.
Jermaine Kearse's only catch of the day was that touchdown. Robbie Anderson caught the touchdown and then threw his helmet at the end of the fourth quarter. He whipped it.
I'm glad it didn't hit nobody.
Yeah, absolutely.
In all honesty, the Jets, they're 3-4 right now. They should be at worst 4-3 and possibly like a 5-2
They
team.
Really
I can't
should.
Believe I'm even saying
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Which is absolutely crazy. I want nothing to do with the Jets. Wash my hands of that. Let's go to the other New York team here with the New York Giants.
Yep. Well, how many yards on offense? Total?
The total offense of yards. Eli threw for 134. Mm. They rushed for 46.
How about this? I was going to say, is Eli droppable?
Sure.
But after the bye, it does look like it opens up for them a bit, and they'll be able to pass. And if you have Sterling Shepard healthy, Evan Ingram is a weapon. So, I mean, if somebody drops him right now, I even seen him in some of the high-stake leagues,
yeah.
him getting dropped. He's maybe got to pick up for after the bye.
It's
Look,
tough.
It's going to be bad.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's tough. And like you said, you want to help a healthy Shepard. And Evan Ingram does give Eli Manning a streaming value in leagues. I'll say that much.
Yeah. Fine. But I know the circumstances obviously really worked out for him. But Evan Ingram broke the trend of tight ends as rookies.
He's getting it done. Evan Ingram is a play. I don't have him nowhere. I made a mistake on that one. Evan Ingram is somebody that to invest in. I would even try to buy Evan Ingram right
sure.
now if you got tight end issues. If you got a team that you think can make a run.
Evan Ingram,
yeah,
probably
nobody's
not.
Selling him. Yeah,
well, you never know.
Team.
Somebody could have like a Jimmy Graham and an Evan Ingram. But why would you sell Ingram? You would sell Graham. Yeah, exactly. Makes sense.
Yeah, no, I mean, I did check the draft. I thought he was the third best as far as overall talent,
sure.
how it would play out between Howard and Joku and him, but mm-hmm. I thought he had the best opportunity this year. Just being that the Giants go three wide, possibly
yep.
four wide.
Yep.
And if you look at yesterday, that play that got called back, he had that huge play where he got tackled
yep.
inside the two, but he went out of bounds, the illegal touching.
Oh,
so
yeah.
we could have even had that on top of it.
Absolutely. Oh. He was very, very good. And I saw some stat, like when throwing Evan Ingram, like Eli was like very good, and throwing to anybody else was like, a disaster.
Well, Eli Manning has always preferred to throw the football to the tight
Absolutely.
End. It's always been his
Absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely. So there you go. That's the deal with Evan Ingram.
Big
very, very good.
Flex.
Nobody else on the Giants is very good. The running game yesterday, Orleans Darkwood, 9 carries for 35 yards, 5 carries for 15 for Wayne Gallman. Then the follow-up to last week's big performance by Orleans Darkwood.
Can't do it. No. Not going to do it.
It's like the Jets running back committee. Like Corey says, you don't go to the Giants for your running back.
So on the other side of things, Seattle looked terrible. Especially in the first half.
They always look bad in the first half.
They do.
I mean, that Jimmy Graham drop.
Brutal. Seattle always looks bad in the first half of seasons. In the first half of games. I think they're so focused on trying to prove that they can run the football and get the running game going. But the bottom line of the matter is, it's not working. Thomas Rawls and Eddie Lacy and the rest of them, CJ Procise, if you tackle CJ Procise, he's out for 2 or 3 weeks. It's not working. Let Russell Wilson drop back and fling the football all over the place. That's what your game is now, period. Now, you say, okay, well, we're not going to have no balance on offense, but we're going to need balance on offense going into the playoffs. Worry, cross that bridge when you get there. Right now, just go out there and let Russell Wilson do what he does. And then they had that blow up on the sideline. What was that about?
Yeah. Doug Baldwin went nuts on the sideline.
That's not his M.O. I wonder what it was. But, I mean, after he went nuts, you saw what happened, right? They went out there and they got their ass together.
Doug Baldwin.
Yeah.
Well, I said probably the only running back that should be out there for them is J.D. McKissic.
Yep.
At least he offers something.
Talent.
He can catch the ball, too. And he just looks like the best running back they have.
Yeah, Thomas Rawls was terrible, like beyond terrible yesterday. Eddie Lacy looks, again, beyond terrible. I didn't bring my phone up here. I took a picture of this tweet, which is incredible yesterday. I wanted to read it live on the air because I thought you guys would absolutely love it. Oh, my God. It's amazing. Where the hell is this photo? Okay, here we go. Here, I found it. So it was a tweet yesterday by @ProFootballDoc, Dr. David Chow, and I don't know if you guys follow him on Twitter. John Boyle tweeted it out. CJ Procise has an ankle injury, return questionable. David Chow tweets out, one snap, no contact, exit.
What is this? What is wrong with this? You're not a football player, son.
No.
Look for another sport.
Yeah.
What about this? Arizona's season is pretty much over now, right? We all agree with that?
Yeah.
Maybe they trade Adrian Peterson to Seattle.
Doug Baldwin, by the way, you know what's coming. Corey was right. 9 for 92 had a touchdown. Paul Richardson had a
should have had another touchdown. You know, that he was like 10-yard separation.
Absolutely should have another touchdown. Paul Richardson had a BS touchdown in every which way where he didn't catch the ball.
That wasn't right.
That wasn't right. That was not fair.
That wasn't right.
I was upset because that wasn't fair.
Isn't the rule the tie goes to the receiver?
He never had possession of the ball.
It looked like Landon Collins had the ball.
He never had 2 feet. He never had any possession.
I guess they just like, that's the Giants. They're losing anyway.
Jimmy Graham should have had a monster game.
He should have had a monster. He's got to start catching the football consistently, man. What the hell is wrong with
you, son?
Stinks,
man.
That's your job. Catch a damn ball.
He does, but he's putting up points.
Yeah. 3 for 51.
He could have had a massive game, though.
He
could have had an Amari Cooper type game.
He should have, probably. Take a break. Come back. Let's talk about the Vikings and the Ravens, which I know isn't fun for anybody. But we got to do it. It's our job. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll be back right after this. Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning, and listen, we can all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package. All right, so we're back here on the Roto Experts, sponsored by DX Racer. And remember, go to rotoexperts.com/DKMS and learn about what they have to offer and how to stop blood cancer. Donate your bone marrow. Find out if you're matched. Swab your cheeks. It's a very, very easy process. And it doesn't really take much to do. And to just learn about the information, all you got to do is go to rotoexperts.com/DKMS. Scroll to the bottom of the page. Qualify for a chance to go to the Super Bowl. All you got to do is click the link at the bottom of the page. It'll bring you to a DFS game. It takes place weekly. You qualify for week 17. You win week 17. You go to the Super Bowl. It's as easy as that. All the information located at rotoexperts.com/DKMS. The Ravens stink.
it's offensive to have to watch them play football.
You're gonna watch them on Thursday.
What are you going to do?
Exactly.
I got another TV I can watch.
It's still football, Greg. Yeah. It's kind of what we do.
Is this football?
Like I had a fight with my wife last night. You know, I've had it with sports. I got to get my other TV back. But I'm like, you know, this is what I got to do. I got to watch it. I got to talk about this tomorrow.
It's ugly.
You're going to watch it anyway, Matt.
Yeah.
But it's good to have an excuse, you know. True. I'd use it too.
I was going to make a comp, but I think I won't.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
Thank God. All right. So Baltimore was pathetic all day yesterday. Except Justin Tucker. Justin Tucker finally had a big day. We needed that Justin Tucker. We needed that.
Cut Forbath.
This is a major kicker day. It was a big time kicker day yesterday game.
And Greg Zuerlein, the other one.
Yeah. Corey's not amused.
I'm not amused with the Baltimore Ravens offense. This is
Buck Allen caught 8 balls.
That's good.
Yeah.
I had him in the lineup, worked out.
Yeah.
I was scared to put him in the lineup. Mm-hmm. I'm always scared to put a Baltimore player in my lineup. Wallace goes out yesterday. It's nothing there. It's a wasteland.
Do you think he's going to get fired?
Who?
John Harbaugh.
They signed an extension.
Yeah, they just gave him an extension.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nah, he's not.
He got an extension. Joe Flacco gets a ton of money. You know. The Ravens every year start off 3-0, and by the end of the season,
they're
9-7.
Yeah, but they're normally in the mix down the stretch. I don't think that's going to be the case this year. And if they ever get into January, God forbid, they're probably the most dangerous team in the AFC. But maybe that narrative is starting to die down now. But see, this is what happens when you're like the Cincinnati Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens, these AFC North teams. When you try to run your organization the dollar store way, this is what happens. Look at some of the people they got on this team. Look at the pieces on that O-line. Joe Flacco eating up all the money. You feel what I'm saying? They can't get a running back in there. The wide receivers is old and washed up. The tight ends are beat up. The Danny Woodhead thing, come on. You thought that was going to work?
Hey, Chris Moore caught a touchdown.
I don't even know who the hell that is.
So, my issue here is that the Ravens are just so
Yeah, no, they suck.
They're just so boring and so horrible and so gross.
The uniforms are ugly. I don't like none of it. None of it is appealing to me.
It's like football from like years back. It's like prehistoric football.
10 yeah. carries, 30 yards for Alex Collins on the day.
What do you want me? What we can do? What we can do? What
yeah,
can we
I mean,
do
look,
that?
That was a terrible matchup for him.
They might as well play rugby.
At least Buck Allen has scored. I had a roll with him a couple of spots too, where I wasn't looking so forward to it. But you know, he caught 8 balls, so that saves the day.
The other side of things for Minnesota, Latavius Murray, nice day.
Where yes. the hell did that come from?
Just as I was, I mentioned to George about like Jerick McKinnon, how high I was. Right outside the RB1, high end RB2, and I was like, Latavius Murray's not a thing. He's like, nah, Latavius Murray, we'll hear something from him. He puts up 100 yards and a touchdown.
Unbelievable. We were talking about sending Lat Murray to the waiver wire last week. Nobody had him in their lineup. He goes off, and then you're just shaking your head like, please don't do this again, Lat Murray. Please do not put these 20 something points on my bench again. And that's it. I don't like it. What was it? Game script? McKinnon? I don't
look
know.
Good. He looked good.
He looked good, that's yeah. It's the best I've ever seen him look.
Looks great.
A couple of runs, I'm like, that's Lat Murray?
Yeah, he looked great. He absolutely looked great.
He normally run like a fullback.
He looked good against Baltimore. Jerick McKinnon, 14 carries, 47 yards, but he was involved in the passing game. McKinnon, 3 catches, 10 yards. So he was on the field.
Listen, it's not going to happen every week. You got the 2 good weeks. You put him in your lineup this week. A little bit of a disappointing effort.
Yeah, okay.
I would keep rolling him out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Adam Thielen was bottled up, 5 for 41. Kyle Rudolph had 5 for 43. Michael Floyd gets hurt in this one. So Jarius White right steps up as the third wide receiver, 3 for 54. Laquan Treadwell is a bust as a pick.
I had to play Laquan Treadwell in one place yesterday.
Why? How does that happen?
Bye weeks and injuries.
Yeah, you know what? Baltimore does
with 20 roster spots, I had to play him.
Yeah.
Baltimore does have good corners. That's something they definitely have. And when you don't have Diggs there, and even though it's just feeling, it's kind of tough to get open.
I agree. Let's go to the other game, the AFC North.
I don't want to move on.
Wait, is this the game where Andy Dalton threw it away on fourth down?
It is. It was fourth down. And Andy Dalton just threw it away.
He was like, screw you guys, I'm tired of getting hit.
Corey's upset by Andy Dalton.
Unbelievable. You throw the ball away on that. That you know what that says to me? That you've quit. That's a quitter's move right there, throwing the football away on fourth down.
Do you think they'll fight?
Trying to make a play,
do
dog.
Think he'll be back next year, Marvin Lewis.
No, they're not going to pay nobody.
Well, I think he's gone. I don't think he has a contract after this year.
Okay. So
they don't pay him anymore.
They're going to bring in Hugh Jackson.
Yep.
They're going to bring in Hugh Jackson.
Probably right.
They're going to pay him $40 an hour.
You're probably right.
Yeah. That's what they do. I mean, they bring somebody. They're going to get the cheapest guy they can possibly find and bring him in there and just keep turning it over.
You think Marty Schottenheimer wants a job?
Yeah, anybody. Anybody who's willing to work for $40 an hour. Head coach, $40 an hour.
They're like the football version of the New York Mets, who surprised the hell out of me yesterday.
Yeah, good signing.
I'm so excited.
Who they signed?
Mickey Callaway.
Very underrated, excellent pitching coach.
That's good, man. Like, yes. I like that. And we'll see if they can keep. We'll see if they can keep Kevin Long on the staff.
Yep.
A lot of Met fans want that to happen. All right, so the Bengals yesterday fell to Pittsburgh 29-14. Le'Veon Bell was just a monster, man. 35-134. Caught another 3 for 58.
He gets up, talks trash, keep it moving. Just the way he runs. Le'Veon Bell is the best running back in the NFL.
Was there a Twitter? Did Martavis Bryant go crazy on Twitter?
I saw something about it.
Yeah, I didn't
Juju
see
Schuster, it. Juju Schuster is not better than me.
Yeah.
And get out of here. I got to.
He said he told him, I saw something, but I haven't confirmed it. And then he said, nah, Smith Schuster's not better than me. But if y'all think he is, go ahead, give me what I want, and then y'all can have Smith Schuster. So more or less, he's telling him to trade me.
So basically, what happened? He wound up deleting it. I don't have a screenshot here, but basically, he went on Instagram and he said that he deserves more targets. He was frustrated about his role of the offense. Took a shot at Juju Smith Schuster, saying he was better than him, as you guys said. He commented on Ben Roethlisberger, and here's the quote exactly. Juju is nowhere near better than me, fool. All I need to do is give me what I want, and y'all can have Juju and whoever else.
Listen, it's the kid is wilding out. You know, and Todd Haley getting on his nerves.
Yeah.
But he's cuttable.
There was a narrative yesterday morning that, you know, the Steelers were going to get him involved and he'd be heavily targeted. I mean, he was getting targeted, just – I mean, one of the things Ben has been terrible at this year is throwing the deep ball, and that's kind of his game. So I guess that doesn't go hand in hand.
The topic right quick, Greg. How long was your flight?
Yesterday it was 9 hours.
That's a long time.
Was there a follow-up?
I can't be in the air for 9 hours. It's too long for me to be in the air.
It's fine. It was no big deal.
Were you enhanced in any way?
No.
So I would have been good or something.
I was fine.
They had football on the airplane?
They did. No, well, we landed at 1:30.
Oh, it was good to go.
It's great. Yeah. I was back at my apartment.
Just in time for the Giant game?
Yeah.
I had
plenty of time. Plenty of time to watch that disaster. Martavis Bryant also said, he changed his post later and says, Juju is the future. Got great talent. Is going to be one of the best players, best to play this game. I want him to get this. I just want mines. Period. Point blank. Ain't nobody did nothing to get me back. I worked my ass off to get myself back with no help and little support. Period. In due time,
he doesn't want to be in Pittsburgh.
Process will show now.
He doesn't want to be in Pittsburgh. He wants out of Pittsburgh. And you know what? I would love to have him with a star on his helmet because he would really open up the field.
Would you say the term disgruntled?
Yeah, yes, a little bit. Yeah,
that
yeah.
would be nice, though. Dez and Martavis.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be really nice. Martavis Bryant definitely needs out in Pittsburgh. That was another one that a lot of people got wrong.
I want to see all of this next week if they work out a deal and get, because you know,
I agree.
The Steelers usually aren't a team that's going to put up with this kind of nonsense. And I think they kind of need this kid for if they want to go deep in the playoffs.
I don't know.
It's gotten to the point where, you know, it's time.
I don't think the situation can be. Fixed right now. Plus all the things they had, you know, about a month ago with the national anthem thing. Now they got this thing popping up. I think if the Pittsburgh Steelers want to get right, it's probably time to part ways with Martavis Bryant.
I agree. Juju, by the way, 2 for 39. He scored a touchdown yesterday.
The thing what you look at with Juju is the snaps and is the snaps more or less. The targets, you know what I'm saying, not really there. But I think it probably would be a good thing to get Bryant off that team and let him get more involved in the offense as they move deeper through the season. He could be a play. He can be a guy that can help you win down the stretch. Juju Smith-Schuster should be owned in 12-team leagues.
I had him in my GST lineup yesterday.
Touchdown.
That's more of an indictment on my wide receiver.
So I'll tell you this. So I played against Antonio Brown in the league yesterday.
That's always terrible.
I felt great. 4 for 65 at a touchdown. That was
it. You came and you got away.
I feel like I survived in a major, major way.
Them playing hide and seek in the end zone was the best thing. I love the new NFL touchdown celebration rules that you can do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? As long as you don't get too offensive or whatever, I absolutely love it. The creativity, you know what I'm saying? They get an A+ at the Pittsburgh Steelers for playing hide and seek after they score the touchdown.
As long as you're not sexual, you don't go over the top. Yeah. Like the duck the goose is hysterical to me.
It's cool. The teammates are doing it.
Right.
It's not a one-man show. It's teammates.
Martavis Bryant. Martavis Bryant wasn't the only player in this game to sound off after the game. Somebody else did on the other side. We'll talk about that next.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
All right, back here on the Roto Experts, sponsored by DX Racer. We said Martavis Bryant went off after the game, but so did your boy, Matt Modica, Joe Mixon.
Rightfully so, though. I mean, Joe Mixon at least has a case. It seemed like, you know, you're playing the Steelers and stuff like that. The one thing you can kind of do is run on them. And he had a good first half.
Yeah, he did.
And then for some reason, you're watching Andy Dalton get beat up back there. They just decide to go back and wing it.
both Joe Mixon was looking really good in that first half, right? Yep. Like he was carrying a heavy workload. He looked good. And he said this after the game. It's frustrating. I feel like I'm seeing Le'Veon get the ball 35 times.
Yeah.
I got 7 in the first half, and I don't touch the ball again. Hill only got 1 touch in the second half. It's frustrating to us running backs. We feel like we're in the room, and we feel like we're part of the offense. If it worked in the first half, why not do it in the second?
It's not like they were that far out of the game.
It's just
they're in a bad spot. That's a team that's in disarray right now. They're in a bad spot, so this is what you're going to get. You know, so now you got rookies criticizing the coaching.
He followed up by saying he didn't understand.
Not just any rookie. A rookie who's like should be thankful to be in the NFL. Yeah.
He said after the game that he doesn't understand why the Bengals didn't give him a chance to just carry the ball after averaging over 7 yards per carry, or about 7 yards per carry. They attempted 2 runs in the third quarter total. One with Jeremy Hill, one with Giovanni Bernard, combining for 9 total yards. He said, quote, "Me personally, I feel like I can do way more. I could do way more than Bell did. Like I said, I only had 7 carries. I can't showcase nothing if I don't get the ball."
Okay, well, he got a little crazy with the Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah. But you like to hear that because he's a player. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
The problem was the Steelers got to just rear back and just attack Andy Dalton nonstop in that second half.
He was there in the third quarter, said Marvin Lewis. Whatever plays are called, are called. Great answer, Marvin. Great
answer. That's the guy who's collecting the paycheck right there.
That's the company line.
Yeah. That's the guy who's like,
I don't know the offense.
As long as the deposit is there, I don't care.
I need my $40.
Yeah, I give him my $40 first hour and I'm good.
Oh, man. A.J. Green, 3 for 41 in this one. Tyler Kroft, by the way, catches a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Tyler Kroft's a real thing.
He's a real thing.
Andy Dalton's another guy. Quarterbacks like throwing to the tight end in the red zone.
They do.
That's a thing. It'll always be a thing. And Tyler Kroft has size and stuff. He's a good player.
Absolutely. Brandon LaFell also catches a touchdown. He was 4 for 20.
Yeah, that kind of screwed things up. We wanted A.J. Green.
We need A.J. Green to get that one. All right, one other game we have not gotten to this morning. That is the Los Angeles Chargers and the Denver Broncos. Chargers defeated Denver 21-0. They have now lost back-to-back games to the Giants and the Chargers. What's going on in Denver, Matt?
I don't know. There were 3 shutouts yesterday. Almost 4 if the Falcons would have got shut out.
Yep.
But, Denver, there's a lot of questions going on there. I'd be a very nervous C.J. Anderson owner. You better have Devontae Booker on your bench.
So what makes you guys say that?
Because he's not getting it done. See, here's the thing. This is what you know. And Matt was right. He's had a couple big games to boost his numbers. For the most part, he's been an impressive. And the thing about it is, in order for this team to make a deep playoff run, they're going to have to run the football. You cannot have Trevor Siemian back there winging it 30, 38 times a game. If C.J. Anderson is not running the football effectively, guess what, Matt? They got somebody else to give a shot.
Yeah, exactly. There's going to be the next man up. The killer play yesterday was that pass play by Demaryius Thomas that got called back. He got inside the 5-yard line. It was a huge pass play. And that pretty much wiped out all chances of Denver having a shot yesterday.
You know, it's interesting because I haven't seen anything. Like, I understand that he hasn't looked good, but I haven't exactly seen anything to make me think that all of a sudden C.J. Anderson is going to get benched.
No, but at some point, if he's not producing.
You know, you haven't seen anything. You saw them score 0 points. That should be enough.
Denver's a team that's going to run to set up the pass. That's how they're going to be successful. You know, they don't have Emmanuel Sanders was out yesterday. So that is a blow to the
offense. So Emmanuel Sanders is out yesterday, and Demaryius Thomas had
nothing.
2 catches for 9 yards.
He did have a huge play that got called
81,
back.
81-yarder that got called back.
And that would have changed that whole the whole composition of that game.
Listen, I get it that Casey Hayward has stepped up. I get that the Chargers secondary has stepped up, and they're very, very good.
They shouldn't be shutting people out.
Demaryius Thomas, 2 catches for 9 yards without Emmanuel Sanders on the other side of him. It's crazy. In a game where Trevor Siemian completed 25 passes, Demaryius Thomas having 2 catches, that can't happen.
Nope, cannot happen. This is a bad performance by the Denver Bronco offense. They have to be able to establish the running game. And if C.J. Anderson can't get it done, somebody's got to do it.
And Denver plays home. They're home, but they play the Patriots. And look, Denver, this is their 5th home game
already.
So they've gotten, you know, It'll be the majority of their home games in 8 weeks.
All right, what do you make of E.J. Derby? 6 for 66. Is this one of these tight ends to go after this week?
I think he's a matchup-based tight end. I can't put any stock behind that because he'll have a donut next week.
Yeah, it's a very risky play.
Okay. Benny Fowler had 5 for 45. And then, you know, Devontae Booker, 3 catches in the passing game. Jamal Charles had 4 carries. Devontae Booker had just 2 carries in this game. But you still think it's coming.
It's coming. I feel like it's coming.
Wouldn't you want to have him on your bench?
I would want to have him on my bench. I would want to have him on my bench.
CJ Anderson.
Even if I only had 16 roster spots, I would want to give one of those spots to Devontae Booker.
CJ Anderson, 10 for 44 on the day, the exact stats. He also caught one pass for 17 yards.
That was terrible. It was 4th and 26, and they throw a little dump pass to CJ Anderson, who finished 9 yards short of the first down.
On the other side of things, for the Chargers, you had Phillip Rivers throw for 183 yards. He did throw it for 2 touchdowns. One of them to Travis Benjamin, his only catch of the day, a 42-yard touchdown. And then 1-2, your boy, Austin Eckler.
Oh, yeah, Austin Eckler, you know, is the guy that he's a luxury to keep on your bench. I think he's a necessity if you're a Melvin Gordon owner.
Yep.
But otherwise, he's a luxury, but a guy you'd like to have there. I mean, we have definitely seen the changing of the guard at the tight end between Hunter Henry and Antonio Gates.
Absolutely.
Season low snap count for Mr.
Antonio Gates, yeah.
But look, the guy had a great career. He got the record, so.
Good for him.
Goodbye and good luck.
it's a head coaching job in Cincinnati.
Henry had 4 catches for 73 yards. Keenan Allen, by the way, had 3 for 41. And there's a trade that went down in my league late last week when I was away. I get to talk to you guys about it. Someone traded away Mark Ingram for James White and Keenan Allen.
PPR?
Half.
I mean, look, I could see it. I could see it from both sides. I think that's a fair trade.
So it's another situation right here with the offensive coordinator.
Ken Wisenhunt.
Yeah, here's the thing. Now you bring Lynn in. Oh, it's going to stay the same. They're still going to get the targets. The Phil Rivers still going to be able to wing it and throw the football how he wants to. Phil Rivers ever did was throw the football to Keenan Allen. He's not doing that now. You know who he's throwing the football to? The running backs. You know why? You know what Anthony Lynn does? Has the football thrown to the running backs. That's all that is just talk. That is just talk. When they say they're not going to change it, they're going to keep it the same. They are going to change it.
And the fact that Allen injured himself in practice on Thursday, so, you know, maybe they were trying to... Look, they were playing Denver too. So
yes,
but Corey's right. Anthony Lynn. That's why you liked Melvin Gordon coming in. The running back's going to be heavily involved. They're going to run a ton, and you're going to catch a lot of passes.
Over the last 3 games, by the way, Keenan Allen 4 for 67 against the Giants. He was targeted 12 times. 5 for 45 against the Raiders. He was targeted 9 times. And then yesterday against Denver, targeted 7 times. He went 3 for 41. I'm still buying Keenan Allen.
Yeah, no,
I would.
Yesterday was, I think, it was combo. It was Denver. It was the shoulder injury late in the week. I would put an offer out for Keenan Allen.
I'm still buying Keenan Allen. For the Cleveland Browns, who we didn't get a chance to really talk about as much as we wanted to, and I know the Browns is not exactly exciting. Duke Johnson kind of returned to relevance yesterday as he caught 6 passes for 45 yards, carried the ball for another 26 yards. The Duke got back involved here. Let me just put it this way. Is there anybody in the Browns you want to own?
The Duke?
It's probably Duke Johnson in a PPR. If Cody Kessel's the quarterback, I'd like to see what Njoku can possibly do. It seems like he's somebody that could bring that talent out.
Yeah, other than that, it's not much to see here. You don't want to own a wide receiver. Maybe you want to stash Corey Coleman. You know what I'm saying? This is a bad situation.
Yeah, that's probably the only thing, stashing Corey Coleman.
Yeah, this is a bad situation.
Even then,
he's in a little bit of trouble here, Corey Coleman, you told me.
Yeah, they don't like the situation that happened, you know, with him and Britt, and then you had the Kaiser thing on Friday night, where, you know, Hugh Jackson mad because Kaiser went out. Here's the thing, okay, Kaiser's young, rich quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He's going. I mean, you live, young man. You feel what I'm saying? But don't get caught. Don't get caught.
Sure.
Yeah, don't get caught. Why would you go to some place where somebody can find out and tell a damn coach?
Right.
Yeah.
Mistake.
Exactly.
By the way, so I'm looking at the box score for the Browns here, and somebody named D. Vitale caught a pass. I'm like, Dickie V's playing football.
At this age.
Diaper dandy.
He's 80 years.
Are you serious,
baby? I caught a pass for 11 yards, baby.
I'm wide open, baby. A primetime player.
A diaper dandy.
No, it's sorry. Not Dick Vitale.
No, it was not. It was not Dick Vitale. It was Danny Vitale. All right, guys, we're about to hit the break. So when we come back, we will preview Monday Night Football, and it's a good one between Washington and Philly. See, this game, Corey, I will watch.
This is going to be a good football game of the week.
And potentially, this is a game I'm going to watch. I'm interested in Washington and Philly. It's two good teams. Philadelphia 5-1, trying to have the best record in football, and improves to 6-1. On Washington trying to stay in that mix in the NFC East. We will preview that game. We'll talk to the All-In Ticket, Jake Seeley, and we will wrap up the Roto Experts presented by DX Racer when we return here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning, and listen, we can all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package. We're back with you here on the Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Monday Night Football tonight, Eagles and Washington from Philly, Mr. Modica.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good game. I think this is, it's interesting because, you know, the number one team, as they like to say in the power ranking, versus a team I think that's not getting enough credit, a team that is going to be involved. You know, it was the preseason talk was Cowboys Giants. I think it's going to come down to Eagles Redskins.
Yeah, no, both of those teams to be in the mix. Philadelphia and Washington both playing very good. Philadelphia looks like they might be the class of the NFC East right now. DC got back-to-back tough matchups versus Dallas. This week, well, tonight against Philadelphia, next week against Dallas, kind of see what they're made of right here.
Yeah, absolutely. So tonight, what I'm watching for, I'm going to take the Philadelphia side first. I know the Washington side is a more exciting one. But for the Philadelphia side, what I'm watching for, can Nelson Aguilar do it again? Can this Nelson Aguilar thing
continue? Are they going to run the football?
That's another thing, right? Are they going to run the football? We expect Wendell Smallwood back tonight, right? Is that the plan here?
I believe he's coming back. I think it's more of an Alshon Jeffrey game tonight.
So that's the other thing, right? Is Alshon Jeffrey going
to
finally
step
up?
There's no Josh Norman to, you know, cap his upside. I think they get him involved. Look, the thing with Aguilar is he's had a very good season to date, but he's really, and it shows the progression and that next step that Wentz has made, which he's really like those busted plays, he capitalizes on them great. And like I said, he's playing the right position for him to be a successful NFL player.
All right, so in my league, here's the situation. Who would you rather be tonight? Zach Ertz versus Jamison Crowder and LeGarrette Blount.
Wait, Zach Ertz, and then you're playing...
It's not me, but yeah. Zach Ertz on one side, the other side...
What's the score right now?
Jamison Crowder, LeGarrette Blount. Well, just pretend it's even.
Pretend the score is
I'd
even.
I'd rather have Zach Ertz.
I'd rather have Zach Ertz.
It's even yeah. Zach Ertz.
Because Jamison Crowder is a zero.
He's a
donut. Yeah.
He's an absolute dud right now. And there you go. LeGarrette Blount, I'm excited to see if and when Wendell Smallwood comes back, like, what is LeGarrette Blount going to do? I'm interested to know that, and hopefully we'll find that answer tonight. All right, that's the Washington side. That's the Eagles side of things, rather. Philly. In Washington. Let's get that Josh Doctson game, Matt. Let's get it, man.
That's it. That's where we're at now. We're not calling for Pryor and Crowder no more. No, we want Doctson.
I never was.
I think there's look. Hey, Terrell Pryor. I'm not out on this guy yet. I don't know why we should be out on him. This is a team that nobody has really hit in the Washington offense. Jordan Reed's been injured. Crowder's been a disappointment, and Doctson might be emerging. But, I mean, what if both these guys have a night? What if it's like a 45-42 game?
I'd like to know, and let's talk to the all-in kid, Jake Seeley, about that. Jakey! What's going on, man?
Well, not too much, Greg. How you been?
I'm doing very well. What are you looking for tonight, Monday Night Football?
Looking to see if Kirk Cousins shows up better than he did the first time of the year. And this was the week one, threw for one touchdown, and was almost like 50% of his completion. So I think at this point, he's looked a lot better to date. I'm looking for more involvement from him and everybody in the passing game, whether it's Terrell Pryor, whether it's Josh Doctson. The problem with Josh Doctson, you know how much I love him. He's got to get past Ryan Grant first.
Yeah, he does, absolutely. Do you think that Kirk Cousins will get 12.5 points tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Thank God. Please.
What about Jake Elliott?
I give it 50% more than that. I think he gets like 17, 18 tonight.
That's all I need.
Well,
hopefully
Terrell Pryor actually holds on to this touchdown pass this as of week one when he dropped that thing wide open.
See, so you need what? You need 12 from Jake Elliott?
I need 9 from Jake Elliott.
I think it's doable.
Yeah.
Why not?
If I get 9 from Jake Elliott, I'm going to beat a team with Derek Carr and Amari Cooper in their lineup. Yeah. Why did Jake say he hope not? That's not nice, Jake.
Because you're playing with a kicker.
You're right. That makes
sense,
too.
It's not his choice.
It's not my choice, yeah.
Hey, Ken, you can decline the league invite.
For more for these three guys, I'm basically getting kicked off the air. Three of them are staying. So that's up next. Frenzy, sponsored by DX Racer. For Matt Modica and for Corey Parsons, the Fantasy Executive, I am Greg Sussman. Have a fantastic rest of your Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Roto Experts. Bye-bye, everybody.